Welcome back to Enterprise Agility Podcast. I'm your host, John Lim, and today we're joined by Sankadeep Dar and Andy Jordan, who will dive into ServiceNow's product solutions and how they can incorporate as well as help manage generative AI.
So, a very simple question for you, Sankadeep. I'm not going to go into lots of prelim on this. How is Gen AI in combination with ServiceNow Strategic Portfolio Management, SPM, going to help us? I know that the Now platform also has Now Assist, which is an AI tool, but how are organizations going to benefit from Gen AI within ServiceNow? Simple as that.
This is a very interesting topic, Andy. I have been in this PPM and SPM space for about 16 years, and never have I ever seen such a great possibility to impact this process and how people will interact with this process in future. And if you really think about it, how people have been doing and delivering projects and doing Agile over the last 20 years or so has more or less stayed the same. And AI is going to change all of that. Before we share our vision on this topic, I want to highlight two market trends. The first one is the world of work is changing. People want to collaborate more easily and are looking for great collaboration experience, making them more productive. The second is there is a lot of uncertainty in the current market that businesses have to deal with. And I like to explain this with the analogy of an airplane's tailwind and headwind. Now, tailwinds are the factors that drives organizations' values and growth. For example, innovation, loyal customers, new technology trends such as Gen AI. On the other side are the headwinds. And these are the factors that lead to a decrease in growth or value. Examples are market and tech disruptions, inflations, etc. So what this means is that when organizations have to navigate through these uncertain markets and time, they have to continuously reprioritize their initiatives. And I've recently talked to a bank where they shared that each time the interest rate changes, that is a trigger to prioritization. So Andy, I will let that sink in. Now, why I mentioned these trends is because these are two great examples where Gen AI can assist a whole bunch of personas within the SPM processes to do their jobs better. So think about harnessing AI within the context of accelerating productivity, increasing agility, and transforming experiences, essentially helping people to take better and faster decisions. In the last podcast, we talked about SPM's three-step model: strategic planning, alignment, and execution. And different personas are tied to each of these. For example, business leaders and EPMOs are tied to strategic planning. Product owners, PMOs, portfolio managers are in the middle alignment layer. And the delivery teams, such as product and project managers and development and engineering teams, are tied to the execution layer. With Gen AI, we have the potential to impact each of these layers and all of these personas. And let me share another insight. According to McKinsey, Gen AI's biggest impact is on software engineering. That's why, from ServiceNow's perspective, we already have Now Assist for code generation, which is helping ServiceNow developers to write better and faster code. How about helping each developer in your organization to assist in creating epics and features and writing better user stories, and even extending this experience to create and publish things like release notes. Now, back in my implementation days, I remember spending a significant amount of time in collecting a lot of data and stories and epics and inputs to create a simple thing like release notes. And to be honest, I am now tempted to become a developer once again. Unfortunately, that's not possible anymore. Now, for project managers, we have already put in automatic creation of status reports and extracting those in PowerPoints. Now, how about leveraging Gen AI to create a draft for that input for that status report? I am pretty sure that this will make so many project managers very happy and giving them back a lot of their time. If we have some product managers listening to us today, I want you to think how much time you spend in reading through long emails and messages from your users, your sales teams about your product. So for product managers, we are releasing the first Now Assist for SPM with product feedback, which will help them to summarize product feedbacks with the help of AI. And this will significantly improve productivity and enhance product managers' experience on ServiceNow. Now, think about how AI can assist portfolio managers to take better portfolio decisions with scenario planning and capacity planning. Portfolio decision making, Andy, is not easy and requires some rigorous data crunching and analytical skills. And I believe if we can leverage AI in this space, helping to surface the right insights, this will have a very high impact on organizations. Because when portfolio managers take decisions, it has quite some significant impact for outcomes and execution. And on the strategic planning process, think about leveraging AI to better manage your objectives and key results, OKRs. For example, providing insights on what went wrong when certain targets are not met and what can be done to bring back things in control. So, Andy, as you can see, the possibilities are immense, and we cannot wait to see these use cases. What I would like to inspire all of our listeners today is to look at their SPM use case and think where Gen AI can assist. Don't think about reducing headcount of engineers and project managers with AI. That is not the point. AI makes them more productive and assists them to take better decisions, faster decisions, which will have a direct impact to your organization's bottom line. I finally want to mention this once again. Every company is expected to have an AI strategy and to be able to deliver it. And we will help you to deliver that with ServiceNow, with SPM.
I think that's just an amazing insight into how AI is already capable of helping so many roles across the organization. I see so many organizations just struggling with the idea of how can I use AI? How can I leverage it? How can I improve my business at that large scale conceptual level? It's lovely to know that an organization like ServiceNow is not only helping them to do that, but has thought that through to how that can actually materialize itself as benefits for everyone from the frontline developer to the most senior executive and all those functions in between. And that's going to be the key as we go forward to making AI a game changer in terms of business performance. So There you go. Sandeep, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you join us for these last three podcasts. The level of insight that we've been able to give our listeners on AI in a practical sense, as opposed to just a concept and all these headlines that we all read about, it's been amazing. And we now, I'm sure, have a whole bunch of executives and business leaders and teams who want to go out and leverage it and use ServiceNow SPM to make their business better through AI. So thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks, Andy.